The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and this afternoon we have the pleasure of chatting to someone who's been in a little bit of hot water recently. Comedian, satirist, actor, wat nog, social media influencer, Anton Taylor. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Roz, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure, and I've known you for a long time and Rob online. So it's such a joy to be with you guys.
Do you know what? I fell in love with you when you were still doing Josie Shaw on Twitter, and I would like wait for those episodes to come out with you making fun of us Joburgers.
Lady of fine taste. Yeah, that was where it began over a decade ago. The real ones remember Josie Shaw. Yeah.
I tell you, I'm definitely a real one. So making fun of people is your job, but it's in a way that you're actually saying something. Every video that I've watched of yours, there's a point to it. There's something to be said. So now recently, or not recently, in March actually, you put out a video that actually got your home raided by the Hawks. How?
Well, the how is still kind of, I can tell you what the chain of events, but so I did a video, you know, I respond to what's going on social media. And this was at the time where IPID had launched. They were going to be investigating General Nshanche Mkhwanazi, who has huge public support. And at the time, the reports were saying that Senzo Mkhono, the Minister of Police, had launched these investigations. So I have a recurring character, which is a Czech foreign criminal called Radovan. And he's always saying, you know, he doesn't like Mkhwanazi because he doesn't allow my criminal operations. So I did a video and I said, oh, we're finally catching Mkhwanazi. And I bribed Senzo Mkhono with, you know, a BMW and some other stuff. And unbeknownst to me, and what I said, which I think is quite critical, is I said that I would be, that if he didn't lock up Mkhwanazi, Mkhwanazi was going to come for the corrupt politicians, which is bizarrely what happened about 3 months later.
Yes, it was like you were telling the future. You'd prophesied this thing was going to happen.
Well, that's what I've wondered, if there was some, if that's part of the reason. But the reasons we were given is that one day I was in America visiting my sister and brother-in-law. I wake up, 10 missed calls from my building manager, and I'm thinking, okay, it's the geezer must have burst or what's going on. And they're like, the Hawks are here. The Hawks are here with a search and seize warrant. Which was, yeah, not my best morning. And,
no.
And then I called the Hawks guy, given his number. They wouldn't tell me what it, they said, we need information from you. They wouldn't tell me what it was about. So I'm sitting in America going, what? You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. So I'm like, what is this about? Came back, we went to the Hawks office and they said, Senzo Mkhono, Minister of Police, was very offended by your video and he was upset and he couldn't let it slide. And you have to give us your phone to prove evidence that I'd posted the video, even though my lawyers were like, no, we'll admit it. We'll, you know, we don't need to take the phone. So they confiscated the phone. And it was about 2 weeks ago that we heard that they won't be prosecuting, that the prosecutors threw it out. So we were able to go live with the story.
So you have a phone in America and then you have a phone that they find in your house in Newlands in Cape Town. Or
no,
did you so have to come back and bring them the phone?
I had to come back and give it to them. I didn't know what they wanted at the time. So I thought, what do I have in my house that they want? It's only when I got into the Hawks offices that they said, give us your phone.
And then were you at all concerned about what they were going to find? Like maybe what if they found your nudes?
I've got tons of nudes. I mean, it's very funny, Roz. I handed my phone to the guy and he said, look, if you give us your PIN, this can take 2 days. If you don't give us your PIN, we're still going to get in, but it's just going to take us longer. So I was like, I have nothing to hide. Handed over my phone. I just think that there should maybe be some trauma counseling for the Hawks official who had to look through numerous nude photographs of me making eye contact with the camera, which I think, you know, it's not even, I think we're allowed to talk about this on Drive Time. Rule number one with nudes is don't include your face. But when you're as hairy as me, there's no point, you know, like it's obvious. So there's photos with my face, everything. So Yeah, the Hawks can maybe they'll launch a maybe I'll launch a career into OnlyFans. I don't know if they leak them.
So what's the next step for you now? Because it was thrown out. So can you, is there any recourse for you now? Because obviously this kind of trauma, which is exactly what you were put through, was completely unwarranted.
Roz, there is recourse, and one of there's different ways in which we can litigate, but my legal counsel, we will be taking further action. What we would really see as the first prize is for this to be given to the public protector, because we do believe that this is an issue that involves the public good. And also, what we would love to be called up to the Matlanga Commission, which is currently set to. There was a strange delay. It was meant to start 2 days
Yes.
ago, but they're looking into the allegations made by General Mkhwanazi. So we feel that probably also would be cheaper for me than having to litigate privately. It might be nice if this could be taken up by the commission and the public protector.
The fact that they used this sophisticated triangulation software to find your phone and to find where you were is stuff that can really, I didn't even know that South African police had access to that, or the Hawks had access to that kind of technology. And to use that for good, but to use that to get a content creator to shut up is a little bit scary to me.
Yeah, and it's not cheap. You know, I mean, these are serious, state organs that they're using to get the data. You know, I live in Cape Town. There's the Cape Flats down the road where there is a lot of strife and problems, our GBV. And yet, so for me, it's just like, what an abuse of power. Where are your priorities as a minister of police? I don't know, Roz. I think, as South Africans, we have a long history of saying our mind and speaking up. So I think it would be a pity of me to back down. Yeah.
Anton, please don't back down. We enjoy your content. I enjoy your content. I find it just so funny and so pointed, and it makes me think. So please never stop, and we will be following how all of this is going to play out. Thank you so much for joining us on The Drive with Robin Ross today.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. You guys are the best. I love the people of Gauteng. And I love you guys, and I hope you have a lovely day and show further.
Thank you so much.